My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time, 3 p.m. West Coast time, Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time, and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And you know, as always, I am so happy and pleased to be here and be have the opportunity to connect with those of you who find it necessary to call in so that we can share our opinions. You know, we are getting very, very close. Today is the 10th, and we only have 4 days remaining before the special day of the year, where we spend a lot of time showing appreciation to those that we love and hoping to rekindle the romance that exists between two people. And today I just wanted to kind of like highlight some of the thoughts of those of you who call in and talk about, you know, the kinds of things that you think would be good for to do. You know, what kind of plan can people put together? And those of you call in, I would like for you to just give some ideas to our audience about what they can do to create an atmosphere of love for their spouse or their special someone using our creativity. You know, Valentine's Day is an awesome time. And I know that in my past, I have used a lot of my creativity to show how important people were to me. I can remember specifically once where, unbeknownst to my wife, that I I had a hairdresser come over. I had somebody come over to do her nails and her pedicure. I had someone come over to give her a massage. I had someone come over to cook dinner. She had to do absolutely nothing, and she was not even aware that it was going to happen. So the moment she walked in, her bath water was run. Her new outfit was set aside, and I had it timed so that each person came in at the right time. I think the masseuse was first. The cook was already here cooking our meal, and the young lady who, after the masseuse, the young lady who came in to do her hair came in, and then after that, the person came in to give her a pedicure and a manicure. And so she was able to stay in the house and get all those services rendered in that one evening. And so that's one of the fun things that I remember. And of course, you know, over the years, I've done a number of other things. But I just found it just so exciting just to just do some super, super things to just show the type of appreciation I had for the person that was in my life. And it, to me, it is as much fun receiving the acknowledgement of another, but it is so much more fun just putting a smile on a person's face that they will never forget. And so I'd like you ladies who are on the air with me to give some ideas out there to the men. If you want to share something that someone did for you, or what you believe would be something nice for men to do, let's kind of do the men a favor, or the women a favor, to how they can show how important or how much they value someone that's in their life. I'm going to take a short break and let everybody get on and think about what they want to share. And then we're going to come back and just start sharing how a person could merely make this upcoming Valentine's truly special to someone.
Just a thought, January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. This show has been established for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.
All right, everyone. This is James C. Deshay back live with you. And we want to talk about either things that have happened to us in the past that we can share with others to show them the kind of things they can share with their spouses or their significant others that would help them to give a good display of love to their significant other on the 14th. So I'm asking everybody either to come up with some thoughts that they can share with the outside audience to give them some ideas of what they can do to make it special. It's been a long time since I pulled off anything for Valentine's Day. I have to tell you that I'm no longer into giving out flowers anymore. I like to give out edibles, those new edible arrangements, I think are the new neat thing that's out, to send a young lady some edibles on Valentine's to really show them how much you really care about them and what value you feel about them. And so that's my new little thing is the edibles. And again, it's been a while, but I would encourage anybody, if you live near one of those places, they have some beautiful arrangements. We see that we have the Fantastic Four with us, and Dee is with us. And so we have everybody here with us today, and I'm glad to have you here and ready to talk about this. Why don't we start off with Audrey. Audrey, do you have any ideas that you can share with the audience in regards to how they could pull off a real nice project in order to make their spouses happy, or something that may have happened to you, or something that you have done in the past to really make Valentine's special?
I think the ideas that you stated were right on point. I think if you know a person well enough, understand what they will appreciate, that's what really makes it nice. Again, you know, to some people it may be coming home to a nice clean home, or someone else may appreciate that massage or a dinner being cooked for them, and some just having that nice relaxing music. It's all about that person. So not necessarily any one thing will work for everybody, but the uniqueness, I think the specialness of it is when a person can zero in on something specific that that person would really appreciate. That means that you took the time and put some thought into it. And when you want to really gain points, that's what makes people smile, both on their face as well as in their heart. When they know that you had listened, or either you observed something and you picked up on it, and they may have just mentioned it in passing, or they may have been faced with the issue for the last couple of weeks or something or whatever, and then you zero in and do something specifically for them. So I can't say any one particular thing, because I do feel that each person is different. And you know what that person likes and dislikes are. And while you said that you're going towards, excuse me, things that has to do with delivering of edibles as being special, this year I'm all about experiences. It's important to me to create memories. And those are the type of things that, you know, based on what a person like, whether it's a jazz concert or a live theater or a picnic in, you know, in a park or whatever the case may be. It varies just based on what that person is. But I'm about creating experiences. I think that's where I am now, just trying to zero in on things that's special.
Well, I really believe that when you give someone something, when you know, like the massage, it's not as difficult as people may think. You know, there are a lot of different massage schools around the area, a lot of different cosmetology schools around, and you can just simply stop by and see if people want to make a little extra money and providing those services at your home. So there are a lot of different ways that you can do it, and there's some professionals who will always come to your home as well. But, you know, massages are becoming more and more fashionable, or you can just go buy them a coupon. But I think the personal touch of having people come to your house is really nice. And there is nothing more romantic than when you spoke about going to the park and having a picnic, that is just an awesome way to spend some time over food and having some really nice pieces in a basket that will really show how committed and dedicated you are to someone who is important to you, and especially if you know your spouse knows music. So that is something nice as well. Regina, what are your thoughts in terms of what are the kinds of things we can share with our audience that they can do to give them some ideas about having something uniquely special, something that happened to yourself, or something that you may have planned for someone, or your thoughts about what's coming up this year?
I'm not sure if you can hear me because actually I'm still at work in school. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you very well.
Oh, okay. Well, now that you hear me clearly, I have no idea. Because I told you I've never received flowers. I've just never. Well, one time I did, and he picked me up from work and had a basket and had wine and a stuffed animal in the basket and all of that stuff. But that type of stuff, for me personally, I think of the money part, and I can't get past spending frivolously. So what I would like at this point, I have a Pandora bracelet, and I'm always loving to add charms to my Pandora bracelet. An arrangement of flowers or something like that would be so special. But other than that, I don't get my hopes up, because I think if I expect nothing and get nothing, then I can't possibly be disappointed.
What? You are certainly a mess, so Regina.
So go ahead and
you
ask the other folks who've been blessed.
You always make it real. Well, I can tell you now, like I say, I haven't been involved with anyone lately, so I hadn't received any flowers or nothing either. So I'm kind of wishing at some point I can start using my thoughts and my creativity, though I have not been able to use it recently. So I look forward to that, but I think it is an awesome thing to do. I think it's just a wonderful thing or opportunity to show your creativity. Dee, what are your thoughts about what people can get in their heads to do to show how much they care about their significant other, their connection?
Well, hello to the Fantastic Four. Good to talk to y'all. I'm pretty much like Regina. I'm a little rusty in the area. I'm in rural Georgia presently, and not being in Atlanta where my resources were plentiful, the park and the shows and the concerts and the different dining venues, I've somewhat exploited all my creative mind in this area with I bought probably every stuffed toy, every size that I could. And I'm almost stuck. Unlike you, James, I've heard your work, I've seen your writings, and I've heard you talk. You have a creative mind, and so when I heard you speak of some of the ideas that you have, I was all ears. And so that gives me some ideas that I might want to try. Currently, my wife is into jewelry, and she has expressed her taste for exquisite jewelry, something that she's never had the opportunity to have. And I've been going down that route lately, and proudly so. She's an awesome person. She's an awesome mother and a tremendous wife. And there's nothing that she won't do for me. And I've been spending on jewelry currently, but as years, you know, as they get closer to Valentine's Day, I would like to be a little bit more creative. So that's not my strong suit, and so I'm going to kind of sit back and listen to the rest of it.
Well, you know, I think you know, and when I just throw things out there, you know, you always want to do things that create a wow factor. And as you all were talking, I was just thinking about, you know, if a man could gain access to his wife's car while she was at work, and he would put the time in, wouldn't probably take much time. And he could get the balloons and things blew up ahead of time and have them in his vehicle and just fill her car up with balloons that said, "I love you," or big red balloons just to fill the car up. And I could imagine what in the world she would say if she came out to open her door and her car was filled with helium red balloons that say, "I love you," you know. And that wouldn't cost very much, but that would be an awesome display. What do you think about that, Audrey?
I think that's an exciting idea, and I think you're on point by saying you get just as much excitement yourself as it does the person who's receiving. And Dee, let me just say, first of all, I'm glad that you and your family are well. We thank God for prayers being answered.
Thank you.
And let me just say, while you may think you're not as creative as Mr. Deshay, your wife probably recognized that, you know, you may not be, but that's exactly what make it even more special. So that if you decide to, and I'm not sure if this is something that you would normally do, but my point of it is do something out of the ordinary. If indeed you had a special poem or writing or something for her, as you had the candles lit and a nice, now you, and I do know you said that you used to DJ, so I know you have a good selection of music. You just get the right type of music and you just say, "I'm going to dedicate this to you," and, you know, just have on something special that you normally wouldn't wear or what. Oh yeah, you can work it now. Don't worry, you know, and that would mean so much more to her because of the fact that you took that extra effort. That's what it's all about, taking that extra effort. And she,
marvelous. Thanks for the tip. And I do appreciate
y'all
prayers for the time that we
endure in
the bad weather. And it's beautiful here today. We sort of have good weather this weekend, so I'm very, very
mad
about that.
Cassie, what are your thoughts in regards to what kind of things that you may have experienced in the past or what you might share with our audience that they could do in order to make something special for their spouse this upcoming Thanksgiving. I'm talking about Valentine's.
Well, for Thanksgiving, I want to know. you know, it depends on who that special person is because everybody doesn't like everything. So you have to cater to whatever your spouse's needs are as and Dee, I'm glad to know everything is okay. We are continuing to pray for the weather over that way, and glad to hear you on the line. And Hi, Miss Regina. Hi, Joyce. And hi, Andre. Glad everybody is here today on this beautiful Friday.
Friday, Kathy.
Hi. So what I will say is that, you know, to cater to whatever your spouse's needs are, like me, I'm more of a quality time person, so I know that whatever me and my husband is going to do is going to be consist of quality time. We like to laugh, so we may take in a good movie that's going to make us laugh, or we might find a show somewhere. But my husband is a cook, so he'll make us something, you know, where we don't have to go and spend a lot of money. People are already going to be out dining and different things, so he'll make us something special. We'll put it in a bag or something, and we'll go. We'll spend that time together. We'll laugh. We'll talk. You know, he may get me some flowers or something like that, not anything real big. He may even surprise me. One year he surprised me, and we were downtown, and he was like, oh, they go to the Louis Vuitton store. I was like, yeah, the Louis Vuitton. He said, but we can't go in there because we're trying to buy this house. I was like, yeah, I know. So we kept walking, and then around the corner comes his friend and his wife with a big Louis Vuitton bag, and I'm looking like, I know they just didn't come out of that Louis Vuitton store. And then he comes up and they give us a hug and he said, here go your gift. So he gave me the bag, which is my husband had gave him the money to give me a Louis Vuitton purse. But that was 4 years ago. And guess what? I don't even carry that purse. So, I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the time that you spend together with that person. And Dee, your wife probably got with you because of the music, how you talk. So maybe you can do something with the music. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can, you know, create something where you don't have to spend a lot of money, but something that you know that she would love, spending that time with her. Because once the day is over, then we go back to our regular lives. But like I believe it was Joy said, I think, you know, creating memories, taking pictures, you know, laughing together, something in that sense, to where if you, when you look back, you're going to look back and say, okay, this was Valentine's Day and we did this. Look at that photo. You know, anything but something where you don't have to spend a lot of money, but it will create a memory for you for that particular day.
Thank you, Kathy.
And so,
I just want to say real quick that I did steal my wife's heart with the old school music. I mean, I put that old school on the real strong, and that kind of really drawed her in. But, ladies, I really do appreciate the ideas. I really do. Thanks.
And sometimes now I know that the ladies say that they want it simple. But, you know, you work all year. You know, men, we work all year. And we have to selectively find opportunities to display our love in a fashion that gives us a few months of brownie points. I remember once where when I had a limousine rented and took my special someone down to Daytona Beach. And when we stepped out of the limo and went inside the restaurant, and, you know, I'm 6'6", so everybody thought, oh, that must be a professional football player. I was a little younger than I am today, so, of course, they know I'm not a professional football player now. But back then, I fit the mold a little better. And so it was just nice to take that long, nice drive in the limo for 3 hours. And if I remember correctly, it was maybe $75 an hour or so. So it may have cost a little less than, I know, less than $300. And then the meal. And it was just an awesome experience just to do something that was not normal, and the limo went on the beach, and you can hear the waves. Waves just do something to my heart. So I just love the opportunity to see and hear those waves and that kind of thing. So it just brings the opportunity to really enjoy a romance when you have that opportunity to be all cuddled up in the back of a limo and have an opportunity to have everybody kind of looking at you and gazing at you and your special someone feeling special about who she is being with you. We're going to take a short break and come back and continue our thoughts about what kind of things people can do and be engaged in order to make their upcoming Valentine's Day truly special. The host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, you know, it is important for us to always go back to those talents that God has given you and be able to share what's in your heart with that special person in your life. And, you know, for men, we have some serious egos, you know, and sometimes men trying to show kindness and sweetness and softness and humility, but the fact is that a lot of men have egos when it comes to attracting the special person in their lives, and they have different ways of doing it. I know that I am not a Billy Dee Williams kind of person. I'm not one of those fancy dressers, and I'm not one of those guys who who are just so smooth that they you know, they capitalize that way. I used to tell people I'm a man's man. I'm a man who is, you know, I try to equate it with I'm on the defensive line, and I make things happen and get things done, and I don't expect a lot of fanfare about the way I do it, but if my job doesn't get done, there are no champions. And so I'm down there in the dirt with the making things happen the way that I think men are supposed to make things happen. And I've had the luxury of creating and being able to get in touch with my deepest inner feelings and put them into words. And so that's, you know, I've always got something to say and a way to say it. And, you know, you have to dream up the things that make things uniquely special that other people don't know how to do. And I think that's something that we need to tap into ourselves and make happen. And God gives it to you in whatever your way is to attract the people that have value. I know I'd like to believe that I know how to do things or create things that no other person will be able to do. And that's just my ego talking. You know, last night when I was talking to my uncle, we were talking, he said, you know, it's a sad frog that don't praise his own pond. And so sometimes I do praise my own pond a little bit because I think that I'm uniquely able to tap into that which will allow people to truly know how I feel and be willing to go a little bit. And so sometimes that means, you know, you sneak and take a picture of your significant other. You take it to an artist and have them incorporate her picture and your picture onto a piece of art that will be something that she'll have forever. You want to really try to create moments that are going to be so lasting that there won't be anything that can make them forget, allow them to forget. And sometimes I just like creating an opportunity to purchase multiple gifts and then have a card game that I'll use to make the what gift they open by chance. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can play and really keep creating an atmosphere where people have fun and enjoy their experience while they see how much you put into it. You need to put something into it, not just something you think up on the spur of the moment, but put some valuable planning time into what you're doing so that that person knows that you just didn't run off to one of the drugstores and pick up a card. Audrey, your thoughts?
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's the key. Being thoughtful enough, knowing your significant other well enough to know what is special to them. And like you said, whenever you can have something that will extend beyond the day, that's even better. You know, while you say you can use photos to have them paint, you know, a painting done, or either, again, you can have, you know, music just transcend anything and everything. And there's so many songs out there that can help a person to express how they feel. And, you know, that could become your song or your CD or whatever the case may be. But you're exactly right. It's about the planning piece of it. Not necessarily expensive, but the thought that goes into it. And, again, incorporating how that person will find something, because you can give little clues around the house. I mean, it may mean that you let that person wake up to a note here, and then it'll tell them to go to another note somewhere else, and it may be finding something as simple as a favorite candy bar or a favorite soda or whatever the case may be. But it's the hunt of it all. You know, that's the key. That's the fun of it. So I agree with you.
And you very well may want to start Valentine's off before Valentine's Day comes, and Valentine's become the crescendo of the final day. Instead of being just one day, you extend it a little bit. I know a lot of people sometimes extend their birthdays for 30 days, and you know, so it might be a unique thing where you extend Valentine's Day longer than just that one day. But you got to do something that you put your heart into, and you make it something that is yours and something that your significant other looks forward to. I know my church, I remember several years ago, I was involved at a church where they had a Valentine's Day banquet, and the husbands and wives not only went to the banquet and the church went to the banquet, but the married couples stayed at the hotel. So after a night of dancing and enjoyment at the and eating at the banquet, the couples just went upstairs to their room. And so that was an awesome way to share a Valentine's Day with the church, as well as an evening out at the hotel with your significant other. Regina, what are your thoughts as we continue our talk about the kinds of things that you can do to make Valentine's special? Are you going to do anything at your school? Does the school do anything for Valentine's Day for the students?
Man, it gets even worse. You ready here?
I'm ready.
Now, when I was a teacher, I would get Valentine cards and candy from my children in my classroom. Now, no. Nothing.
Are you kidding me? The kids are not into Valentine's?
Yeah, for their homeroom teachers. You know, the parents have to purchase that. So they always make sure the teachers and the instructional assistants get something nice. But other than that, no.
Oh, I remember back to those days. They would go out there and get those little cheap cards that you know, you had to make your mom go out there and get those one little cards, and you write all the different students, and everybody had 10 or 15 students' names that they wanted to give cards to and things to. So I thought that all the kids would be into it.
I am enjoying listening to all of the ideas, because as soon as I get a significant other, man, I'm going to lay it on him with all those ideas.
Well, make sure you're around something edible. You know, I have never received an edible gift, but they look so beautiful, and I've been told that they are so sweet. So if you can get them an edible arrangement, I'm telling you, they're worth every dime. And they have the chocolate strawberries. I love making sure that they put a few chocolate strawberries in the arrangement.
I thought you never received one.
I've never received one. You know, I really believe Valentine's is for the ladies. They don't, you know, men don't get anything on Valentine's.
Oh, but they do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can personalize some disappointments I've had about Valentine's. But anyway, Dee, have you been already coordinating something in your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to you speak about your nature when it comes to exhibiting your manly traits when it comes to the opposite sex. I think that's what I want to say. But you know, my traits are growing up. I always fancy the romance movies, and I have adopted the aptitude, I'm going to go ahead and call it that, to portray the guy in the movie, the romantic person in the movie. It has worked well for me in my lifetime. I'm a hands
holder. I'm a hands kisser. I spend a lot of time around the neck and rub feet. I don't know if I have a foot fetish, but my wife has pretty feet, so I'm always in love with her feet. and so now, ironically, I do want to throw this in real quick. I am experiencing the best chapters in my life. And so the Lord has blessed me with a woman who just as creative as I am. I mean, we entertain each other really well. She enjoyed the edibles. And she enjoyed the edibles, eating them around me. Can I say that? Can you say that on the radio?
yeah, you can say that.
She used the edibles all with me being involved with them. So, thank you. I'm trying to keep it real. I'm trying to keep it civil. Might be some kids listening. but we enjoy each other really well. We've been together about almost 10 years, and we are still in our honeymoon stage. And thank you. But you know, so my creativity is to never let that die. You know, I've had some romantic role models growing up, people like James Bond and stuff like that. And I used to like the way they would entertain the ladies with conversation and with debonair and things of that sort. So my wife knows me as James Bond, but she's Jane Bond. She's my match. So I couldn't be happier with the wife. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, D, I think you're right. I think it is real nice to have those girly girls who want to have their nails done and their pedicures done, if they do them professionally or by themselves. And it's always nice, one of the sexiest parts of a woman's body that she can show to everybody is her feet. So you can know that if they work and keep their feet looking fresh, that's a great indication hey, that's what I got, these strong, big old hands. And they wrap around. Oh boy, I give some great massages. You know, again, that's a frog praising his own pond. I give some great massages, and I really praise myself about the massages I give. So those are those unforgettable massages. So once these big old hands get some of that lotion on them, they really good go to work. And so, men, you better be out there. If you're not out there massaging your lady's feet, then you ain't doing your job. So,
yeah, right,
and that's how I feel. If she comes in and she tells you her feet are she tired and her feet hurt, and you don't go to work, then you're not paying attention. You know, Kathy, what are your thoughts after hearing us men talk about our need to please our women?
Wow, the ideas are very familiar, but the voices are different. So I'm saying that to say that, yes, my husband is very romantic, and we usually go and get massages and our feet done together. That way, you know, we're at the same place at the same time, and afterwards, the little card game about putting different little come on, see, you guys got me in an uproar right now. Okay, pretty different little gestures inside of the envelopes. Now, you know, they do have that for women as well, where the women lay out the different things. They put them inside of the envelope. And at certain times of the day, she gives one to her husband and tell him today, I mean, this is his treat for today. So whatever is in that envelope will happen, will go down, whatever it is that is inside that special envelope. But it's up to, you know, the wife to put in there how and what it is that she wants. If it's that I'm going to the store to get us some ice cream, get your favorite ice cream. If it's that it's time for me to give you your massage, or if tonight you get a double treat. Whatever it is, there's a game that women also share with their spouse as well. And the edibles are very, very good, but you have to get them when it's the right season, because I have gotten them at one time when the fruit were not good as they should have been, but the chocolate strawberries are fabulous, James. Just as you said, those are really good. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me that, you know, I don't know why people don't take more advantage of having, really getting into the season and really displaying their love. Because I, as I said before, giving it brings me so much joy. And, you know, I think that not only should you establish a something for Valentine's Day that you do special, but something that you do all the time that's special as well, that a person can look forward to every week. I remember that when I was married the first time, every Sunday I get up early on Sunday and go get the newspaper. I go get fresh flowers, go get breakfast. And that was just my day to wake up early and display my unique love and care for the person I cared about. So that was something every day, every week, I look forward to just starting the week off right. You know, we had to get up early, and we didn't have the ability to have coffee together every day. But Sunday was a day where definitely we could get up early and start the week off right with breakfast in bed and fresh flowers and the Sunday paper. And I would share with people, you know, if once a week, you know, if you turn the bed down and put kisses in the bed or some form of chocolate in the bed that your significant other could look forward to once a week, knowing that this is how we start the week off or how the evening ends. There has to be something that you do that shows the uniqueness of your love and care for that person that you truly are committed to. And you need to do that not only on Valentine's, but throughout the year. Audrey?
I agree. Don't let a day that's set aside by others determine what's the destiny for you and your significant other. I agree. Show appreciation all the time and be as creative as you like. And I really like all the ideas and the times, and you know, it brings me joy to hear that people are discussing this. So thank you for allocating time for us to discuss this as February 14 approaches. And kudos to everyone for what you have done. And Regina, when your time comes, it's going to be better than you ever even imagined. So.
Oh, don't think I'm not waiting. I'm happy. I am real. As you said, I am really enjoying listening to this, and what hearing you all say lets me know not settling is what I shouldn't do. Is what I should do, not settle and wait to get just the right person that's going to treat me the way you all have found joy in treating your significant other. So I'm the type of person who finds joy in what others are doing.
And that's what's important to know, that there is a person out there who's going to be willing to do what is necessary to cater to your needs and your desires and recognize that, let me just flip the script a little bit. I like knowing or feeling like I'm uniquely special as well. I do remember times when I'd walk up to the office at my school, and there'll be a arrangement of flowers at the office and have my name on it. And I like the idea that the people in office knew that there was somebody who cared enough for me as a man that would send me a special arrangement. And people said, well, who is that that loved you so much? And, you know, that made my heart feel good as well. I just know that, you know, we have to recognize that it's important to treat both men and women in a way that makes them want to go out and do what they need to do to make the household better. You know, my thought is I had this process, you know, it's like if you have a bucket of water and that water is the sweetest water and it brings you so much joy to drink from that bucket out of that fresh, cool water, but you keep dipping in it and dipping in it and dipping in it, but you never put anything back, that water is going to run out. So understand that you can have a vessel that allows you to drink from it, and you get the sweetest water and the sweetest enjoyment out of that vessel, and you just keep going to that vessel for what you enjoy, but you never, never go pour anything back. That vessel at some point is going to become empty, and you won't have anything to get out of it. So you need to understand that we all need to be poured back into sometimes. We all need to be shown appreciation and love and commitment and dedication sometimes. And we all need to be told how important we are. You know, and sometimes women don't say the right things at the right time. I'll share with you one of the wrong things someone said to me one time. I had a sliver of metal, and I have no idea how it got in my eye, but there was a sliver of metal in my eye, and my eye was constantly watering, and I couldn't stop it from watering, and it was hurting, and this metal was there, and no one seemed to be able to see it because it was so small. And finally, I had no other choice. I had to go to the doctor and see what in the world was going on with my eye. And I was concerned. I mean, it was one of those pivotal times. And well, I went, and the doctor found it, removed it from my eye, and there was no need for surgery or anything like that. And got back in the car and was on my way home. And my wife at the time told me, oh, you're just a big baby. That wasn't no big deal. You know, and that hurt me so much to my spirit. No, it wasn't a big deal. And maybe, you know, she didn't understand the significance of my eye. You know, it was my eye. It wasn't her eye. And maybe I was making a big deal over my eye, but it was mine. And at 56, I've harbored or held that most disturbing moment in my mind. So I'm telling you, that has to be over 30 years ago that happened. But you need to be real careful about how insignificant you treat certain significant things to others, because it will it can really hold a spot in their heart. Kathy?
Yes, sir.
Did you want to say anything about that, or was that just I should have just sucked it up?
Well, you just said that it hurted your feelings, so no, I will not comment on what happened, and that's your feelings, and we do need to all be very careful what we say to our spouses or the person we're in relationship with, because we don't know what those words will do to them. Like you're talking about, it is, what, 10, 15 years later. So that hit hard with you. So that's why the Bible says there is life and death in the power of the tongue, and we should use our words very wisely as if to build the spouse or the other person up. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to build them, not tear them down.
All right, we're going to take another short break and come back. We'll be entering our last 30 minutes, and we want to continue to just talk about the kinds of things that people can do, what it is that we're supposed to be feeling and sharing this upcoming Valentine's Day. Conversation about the kinds of things that we can do to show our spouses how special they are, and sharing some of the memories about why connections are important, and you have to value the person that you're connected to and display your love not only during Valentine's but throughout the year, so that you can rekindle and keep fresh that love that you have been blessed with. You know, we as men, you know, we have to take the high road and convince our spouses that there is no sanctuary anywhere else that's more special than the sanctuary that they have. And we have to make sure we go beyond just being the breadwinner, that we have to make sure that they know that the gentleman and the knight that they have is the one that they will, only one that they'll ever need. And we have to do that as regularly as we can. And I know that you are of that spirit. You know, what is your thoughts as we share with men the importance of being the knight in their women's lives?
First of all, Jamie, I want to thank you for choosing this topic and the number of days that you have given us an opportunity to share on this topic. I never thought, and I'm not sure if anybody else did, that it would be as informative as it has been. Secondly, I want to speak on the incident about when you got something in your eye, And your wife at the time was a little insensitive about how you had to deal with that problem. First of all, last I checked, there's nobody giving out no free eyes. So when you was concerned about your eye, that was a major concern. You can't just go to the store and buy another eye. Thirdly, though, you know, in relation to the question that you just asked me, when it comes down to being in a relationship and holding down a meaningful and a loving, lasting relationship, there's one ingredient that has to be put to mind and has to be really perfected. And that's the art of communication and knowing how to communicate. You know, far too many times, and I see it all the time, that people are in a relationship, but they have a tendency to say the first thing that comes to mind. And so your question to me is, we as men have to endure things such as these? Yes, we do. Because somebody has to be in a position to take the high road, to react to persons, especially our significant others, when they have a tendency sometimes, and sometimes it's emotional and whatever the case may be, they may say things that come to mind right off the bat. And it may be damaging or, again, insensitive. So we have to have tougher than tough skin to let that roll off our back like a duck in water and to masterfully redirect the situation to where the train can get back on the track. Because if we are of immature mind, and we spoke about this last night, I think one of the ladies spoke about having a man that's immature. If a man is immature in his way of holding things in the road, then he'll never be the one to try to get the train back on the track. And that relationship will always be rocky. So it is like an art. It's like a painting that you want to paint and you want to make it perfect. So it takes a lot of work, but I'm glad to be a man in a position. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy being the difference maker. I enjoy being the person that people don't expect me to be. And in all of that, I enjoy people that may have a sense of jealousy, as you say, man, I wish my man was like that. I enjoy that. And so, but that's to say that I have those are the kind of men that I want to raise. I got boys. I got four boys and one girl. And those are the kind of men that I want to raise. I want to raise men that men can be proud of. Thanks, folks.
Andre, what are your thoughts as we come down to the final minutes of the show and the importance for each spouse to be the king and queen of their connection and show how much they appreciate the connection as life moves forward?
I think I felt still I still felt the pain when you was expressing about your eye. So, you know, I agree with Dee and the others. This topic helps us all because it helps us to be mindful of, you know, sometimes we can get so involved in the day-to-day and just kind of really get relaxed. But we never should get so relaxed with our significant other or our spouse such that we don't demonstrate truly love and care for each other. So, again, I think just awareness of this topic is helping us all so that we can be the best that we can be. And when others see us being our best, that will promote duplication of those type of behaviors. So thank you.
Yeah, it's important that we recognize and understand the value of the people that are in our lives, not only our spouses, but our children. If you still have your mothers and fathers, they deserve to be recognized and loved and cared for and appreciated. Love is something you should extend not only to our families, but out to our friends. And we need to make people feel wanted and cared for and appreciated as life moves forward. Regina, your final thoughts as we are into the last 20 minutes of the show?
I'm just so tickled the way you keep involving me and keep me involved in this. And I told you and told you. And I appreciate you keeping me involved. And I want you all to just continue to love and to show love. And love is as love does. And just have a wonderful Friday evening. And since you're all so keyed up now, go ahead and start Valentine's Day this weekend. And, oh, my goodness, what an explosion that you will have on Tuesday. So go ahead and start it this weekend.
And I think you're right. I really believe that you guys, and I would love for those of you who are out there listening to call in on Tuesday. I don't know how much of my crew will be with me on Tuesday because some of them have some things they need to take care of. But I would love to have those of you who are out there in the sound of my voice to call in on Tuesday and share what you did to make your significant other feel special. It is just, you know, as I talk about it, I become even more jealous that you all are out there and ready and prepared to handle your business. So it is going to be interesting to hear what took place. Kathy, as we enter again with only less than 20 minutes left in the show, what are your thoughts related to as we're coming down to our final 4 days?
Well, I'll be actually at work on that day, so we're going to start our Valentine, our love connection, which is every day, but we're going to do a little something special tonight. We're going to go listen to some jazz once I get off and change my clothes or go listen to some jazz and have a couple of bites to eat tonight, and then tomorrow we'll do something special together as we always do. And then Sunday, because, you know, Monday through Friday, we're at work. So we have to get that extra in through the week. But, hey, you don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to have any money. As long as you're spending time with the person that you love, as long as you're letting that person know how special they are, you can go and pick some flowers out of somebody's yard, okay? You can make a nice dinner. You can write a love letter to your significant other. I mean, there are so many things that you can do that doesn't cost money. Like I believe it was Dee said that him and his wife hold hands. I think that is so special when I see couples together holding hands. That's special. And even the rubbing on the back and the ear and all of those are special moments that you share with your significant other. So, again, you can do anything to make it special to you and yours.
You're so right. And I just want to say to everybody that, you know, we need to be in a position. This show gives us a platform to share the kinds of things that can make life better and more meaningful. And we want, that's what we want. We want people to tune into this show and get things from it that are going to make their lives better. Not only in terms of the elections or, controlling our communities and making our communities better, but also making their personal lives better. We want to do everything that we can to live our lives as believers and make sure that we give each other the opportunity to have something uniquely special that we go home to every day so that we can recover from what we can't control. We can't control the outside forces that we deal with at work, but we can control the forces that we deal with when we're at home. And so we need to take advantage of the opportunity to make sure that our home life is peaceful and drama-free so that we can be made stronger to go out there and fight the world around us. Okay, I'm going to take another short break, and then we're going to come back and finish up the show and just have an opportunity to encourage everybody out there to do something that is uniquely special to make their homes a better place. The host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to share with those of you who are visiting the Orlando area, make sure that you find time to come by the Wellsville Museum. The museum is at 511 West Church, South Street. It is open from 9 to 4:30 p.m. every day. It's open on weekends by appointment. And I just want to share with you that always make time for those places like the Wellsville Museum that gives you some background into the city that you're visiting. And we want to share with you the kind of exciting things that some of the historical figures in our city did as African Americans. So we want to encourage you to come to the Wellsville Museum at 511 West South Street. The number is 407-245-7535. Give us a call if you want to make arrangements to come on the weekend, and feel free to stop by every day. We want to continue to be the museum that highlights the contributions made by African Americans years ago and the history that they were able to create. So make sure you make the Wellsville Museum a part of your visitation. If you live here, come by and see us. Become a member of the museum and support the activities of the museum. You can look us up on our website at www.wellsbuiltmuseum.com, and we look forward to seeing you. Also, I want to encourage you to write me at djames82@aol.com. Write me and tell me about the kind of stories you'd like to hear on our show. If you have a personal story that you would like to share with our audience, write me and let me know what it is, and we'll discuss it and see if we can get some time on the air to talk about what's going on in your community, in your neighborhood, and how we can go about maybe what we need to do in your neighborhood, in your community, are some of the things that we need to do in ours as well. So we're always open to ideas. I want you to visit my website at www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. I want you to know that this is your show, and I want you to call in every day. We are here Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and at 3 o'clock West Coast Time. We're here on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. And we want you to be here and call in and share your ideas, share your opinions. We want you to be heard loud and clear on a station that will not filter your opinion. We will always respect you, and we want you to be a part of our family. We want you to be a part of a movement that is going to try to establish what our opinions are and our voices are so that we can move our country in the right direction. It is important that we say and do what is going to make a difference in our community. Regina, do you have any last words?
No, I don't. And believe it or not, I think this is my 12th hour here in this building, so I'm getting ready to go home. But I sure hope I'm not with you on Tuesday. Love you dearly, but I hope I am not with you on Tuesday. Although I do have a city council meeting. I do have a city council meeting that night, but I hope I'm not with them either. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm with them. Bye-bye. Y'all have a
good
evening.
Well, I will be here. I will be here and give everyone who is available an opportunity to share what went on in their lives. Kathy, do you have any final words you want to share with us this evening?
Oh, Regina, I'm coming out there with you on Tuesday, and we're going to hang out and go have some lunch or something and just kick it and have some girl time together. How about that?
No, is that Kathy?
Yes.
No, honey. You, girl, do your thing. Do your thing. I'm really not as bad off as I sound, but do your thing.
Well, we'll take it as that. And I want to appreciate everybody who calls in. I have a friend that calls in who's not prepared or ready to talk yet. But I thank you, Felicia, every time I see you out there. And I just look forward to when you feel comfortable sharing your thoughts with us. And just know I appreciate you being here and supporting me, even though you remain quiet. I just want to thank all of you that called in. I want you to know that we're going to be here the rest of the year. And as close as I get to the to the end of the year, I'm going to probably tell you that we're going to be here next year as well. So it is just important for us to do what it takes to make this show a part of a movement that changes the way people do things. And we want our lives to have meaning and value. I will see you all tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, on Saturday is always at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Look forward to talking to you all and sharing some of our thoughts, love, and reflection with each other. Take care, everybody.
Love is a feeling.